Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Lynn the Outlaw here. It is Friday, September 18th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula. Your local news, Cheyenne Mariah Baker has a local warrant for failure to appear for possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia or use, attaching tag not assigned, and fleeing or attempting to elude. If you know of any information regarding Cheyenne Mariah Baker, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144 or contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be submitted on their free mobile app. Aftermath is paying it forward to teachers and educators who go above and beyond to educate, mentor, and connect with their students each and every day. Nominate your teacher or educator and win $1,000, $2,000, or $3,000 in grants. To enter, submit a 60-second video or a 100-word essay with photos highlighting the qualities that make your teacher or educator awesome and why they deserve to win these grants for their online or in-classroom initiatives. Visit aftermath.com/education-grant to learn more. Your local events, breaking news, your Hardy Wildcats matchup originally scheduled for this evening has been canceled, as well as next week's game. We have no information on this cancellation at this time, nor has there been an announced makeup date. Once again, your Hardy Wildcats matchup originally scheduled for this evening has been canceled. Your jobs in Hardy County? Well, Path in Arcadia is looking for a custody technician, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of experience in law enforcement or security, operating computers, and using automated security and surveillance systems is required. Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green is looking for a first assistant golf professional. The first assistant golf pro is instrumental in organizing and implementing golf events, tournaments, outings, leagues, teaching clinics, and other golf programs designed to improve the club's products and services, as well as its competitive position in the marketplace. And Lakeside Neurologic in Wauchula is looking for a gate guard. A high school diploma or GED is required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expected delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon. This is Allison. How can I help you?
Ah, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather mostly cloudy. Temperature 84 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 78.8 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity is 84%. Heat index 95. Winds variable at 4.6 miles an hour. Visibility is 10 miles and the altimeter read 29.92 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 7:29 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, scattered showers this morning, isolated thunderstorms, numerous showers this afternoon, highs around 90, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 60%. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s, north winds around 5 miles an hour. Saturday, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms, highs in the lower 90s, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%, and Saturday night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, lows in the mid-70s, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, with a 20% chance of rain. That is your 102.1 The Outlaw weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. North American Meat Institute President Juliana Potts says despite an OSHA citation related to COVID-19, the first priority of U.S. meat companies is the safety of employees and their facilities. Last week, according to AgWeb.com, OSHA cited Smithfield Foods for failing to protect employees from the coronavirus, making it the first major U.S. meat packer to face a fine after outbreaks at slaughterhouses infected thousands of workers. Cow farts are not a major source of greenhouse gas emissions and climate change. In fact, according to University of California Davis air quality specialist Frank Mittlerner, animal agriculture is actually climate neutral. For one, he says methane has a lifespan of only 10 years in the atmosphere instead of 1,000 years like CO2. And Mittlerner says talk the U.S. will have to continue growing beef and dairy herds to keep up with growing demand ignores the fact that U.S. cattle industries have, in the past 70 years, reduced herd size nearly 64% while producing 60% more. The U.S. will block imports of cotton and tomato products from western China's Xinjiang region over allegations they are produced with forced labor. That's the word from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials, who say the actions are expected to include five other import bans involving forced labor in a move likely to stoke tensions between the U.S. and China.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture. One of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
I'm Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Artificial intelligence is coming to agriculture, but it may not look the way you think. Craig Gansel is the founder and CEO of Alpharetta, Georgia-based FarmWave. He calls their solution an AI-based autonomous measurement tool.
On combine harvesters, we're measuring harvest loss off the header and in the back area of the machine. On sprayers, as it's going through the field, we can measure nozzle performance, application coverage, disease, pest, plant count, growth stage, and sort of application surface area for a liquid droplet coverage, if you will.
Gansel and his team are working with farm equipment manufacturers to mount the tools. His vision is for the equipment to adapt to the measurements in real time, solving big problems like harvest loss.
You know, an average 2,000-acre farm in, say, soybeans with the harvest vision system taking into account on a bushels per acre of an average of 4 to 6 is $78,000 back in their pocket for the year. In 2019, in the United States in corn alone, it was a $1.4 billion problem. We left $1.4 billion worth of corn grain in the field last year. So it's a big deal.
You can learn more about how artificial intelligence can help with things like harvesting, spraying, and other farming applications at their website, www.farmwave.io.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water, they actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil, only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves, while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata as pure water vapor, and of course, critical oxygen for us to live, is part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And now for the business news, stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street opened sharply lower this morning. Traders studying the latest policy moves by the Federal Reserve. They're also looking at some rather anemic economic reports. Retail sales rose less than expected. The Fed, signaling it will keep interest rates near zero into 2023, and issued a slightly less dire outlook for economic growth and unemployment. That did trigger a Wall Street rally, but the gains did not last. Airlines have taken a beating at the hands of the pandemic. Today, airline industry executives meeting with President Trump at the White House. The president says he expects a report today about Oracle's bid for the Chinese-owned video-sharing app TikTok. The president admits there is no legal path to letting the Treasury get a cut of the deal. Mr. Trump previously said that he would ban TikTok if it wasn't sold to a U.S. company. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SR Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The LA Dodgers are the first team to clinch a playoff spot of the pandemic-shortened season. They beat San Diego 7-5 Wednesday as the seven-time defending NL West champion Dodgers opened a 3.5-game lead in the division by winning 2 of 3 in the matchup of the NL's two best teams. Dodgers relief pitcher Dustin May, with 5 innings of 1 earned run ball, says the team worked hard to earn a playoff spot.
It's something you grind for the whole season. I mean, this season's a little shorter, but I mean, we had to grind in the quarantine zone, so you're still going to feel super excited. I mean, we're super excited to be in the position that we put ourselves in and excited to see what the future holds.
Padres, meanwhile, are closing into their first playoff berth since 2006. Brett Sutter and three relievers combined a two-hitter as St. Louis beat Milwaukee 4-2. Ryan Braun's three-run homer in the first helped the Brewers win the second game 6-0. This is SRN Sports. Cincinnati blanked Pittsburgh 1-0 as the Reds completed a 4-game sweep. It was New York 5, Philadelphia 4 as the Mets erased a 4-run deficit. In the American League, New York clobbered Toronto 13-2. The Yankees hit a season-best 7 homers and had another overpowering start by ace Gerrit Cole, who carried a no-hitter into the 6th. Since losing 3 in a row, Cole has turned things around.
Yeah, it's a fickle game. I mean, it can change really quickly. It's a game of inches.
New York moved a game and a half ahead of Toronto for second place in the AL East, with the top two teams insured spots in the expanded postseason that begins less than 2 weeks. Minnesota beat Chicago 5-1 to pull within two games of the Central League White Sox. It was Kansas City 4-0, Texas 1-0 over Houston. Interleague Finals, Luis Garcia hit a two-run homer the 10th, helping Washington beat Tampa Bay 4-2. It was Oakland 3, Colorado 1, Baltimore 5, Atlanta 1, Miami 8-4 over Boston. The Cubs beat the Indians 3-2-10. Arizona down the LA Angels 9-6, and it was San Francisco 9, Seattle 3. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: a stockbroker urged me to buy a stock that would triple its value every year. I told him at my age, I don't even buy green bananas. Tune in Monday for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.